over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump made the trek to violence-ravaged Kenosha, Wisconsin today to the displeasure of the Democratic mayor of Kenosha and the Democratic governor of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump says the violence is not from peaceful protesters, but from organized groups intent on weakening law enforcement.
These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror. My administration coordinated with the state and local authorities to very, very swiftly deploy the National Guard, surge federal law enforcement to Kenosha and stop the violence. And I strongly support the use of the National Guard in other cities.
The city's been riven by protests following an August 23rd video circulated showing the shooting of black man Jacob Blake while people were trying to arrest him in connection with a 911 domestic disturbance call. Walmart is launching a new membership service on September 15th that it hopes can compete with Amazon Prime.
It's called Walmart Plus, and it's $98 a year or $12.95 a month. It will give members same-day delivery on 160,000 items. Also included, a fuel discount at certain gas stations and a chance to check out at Walmart stores without having to wait at a register. Amazon Prime charges $119 a year and has been around for 15 years. Walmart Plus members will still have to spend at least $35 online to qualify for free shipping. I'm Shelley Adler.
Black Lives Matter protesters in Portland, Oregon shifted their emphasis from courthouses to the city's mayor early Tuesday morning, and police declared a riot as people broke windows, vandalized a business, and set a fire inside the upscale apartment building where 58-year-old Mayor Ted Wheeler lives. The mayor's come under fire for his failure to bring the riots under control in Portland. On Wall Street, the Dow by 215 points, the NASDAQ rose 164, the S&P advanced 26. More at townhall.com.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, specializing in divorce, personal injury, and bankruptcy. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's moratorium on evictions was supposed to end today, but has now been extended another 45 days. In making the announcement, Governor Sisolak said the extension will allow counties to pay out short-term rental assistance to landlords, give courts more time to implement a new mediation program, and give the state more time to deal with a backlog of unemployment claims. This is the second time the eviction moratorium has been extended. The governor said it cannot go on forever. Local experts say the move should help some renters, but they do expect a surge in evictions once that moratorium ends. About 250,000 Clark County residents were at risk of being evicted if the moratorium ended today. It was a strong start to Clark County's plans to administer up to 60,000 COVID-19 tests over the next couple of weeks, as hundreds showed up at Sam Boyd Stadium for free tests. The new Stop Swab and Go program offers free drive-through and self-perform nasal swab testing until September 18th. The testing will happen at three locations, Fiesta Henderson, Texas Station, and Sam Boyd Stadium. Well, traffic may be picking up, but the flow on the Las Vegas freeways is still lagging behind last year's numbers. Traffic was down some 19% on the three major freeways to 1595 and the 215.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And speaking of such, we're getting some moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. There, south at Owens, north at Sunset, some reduced speeds on the Beltway 215 west at Valley Verde. And road work on Blue Diamond, that's from milepost 16 to milepost 30.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, first day of September. I can't believe we have gone through the entire summer, and now we are at September 1, which is the beginning, I guess, of fall. And it's just incredible. It has been a miserable, miserable summer. Am I right? Is there anything to write home about? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Steve Cardian, though, joins us. He is a member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. He is a career law enforcement veteran, an officer, a detective, a sergeant, chief criminal investigator, and he joins us. Steve, how you been?
Doing well. Doing well. Just back from vacation, so, you know, just kind of re-energized.
Trying to hit the ground running. I don't say I blame you. The president, busy as he always is, I mean, sometimes it's almost laughable when you see the schedule that the president keeps versus the no public events on Joe Biden's schedule. But he was in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president in Kenosha had a round table with a bunch of first responders and law enforcement. The mayor didn't want him. The governor didn't want him. State representatives didn't want him. Should he have gone?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the people that he met with and the majority of people wanted him to be there. Of course, there's going to be a faction that doesn't, you know, the Democratic, those that are supporting Biden. But, yeah, I think it was a great idea for him to go there.
Should he have visited with the family?
We don't have much information on that. Apparently, the administration was trying, and they wanted Benjamin Crump. I've been on with him before. They apparently wanted the lawyers to be present or listening in. So he just didn't get a good feel about it. And he's he's one of those people that if he doesn't get a good feel about it, it means something.
Well, and the fact that he reached out to a pastor, not necessarily their pastor. In fact, Jacob Blake Sr. Said, I don't know who this this pastor they're talking about. We don't have a pastor.
So they're still, they may have been talking to the wrong people, but for whatever reason, didn't happen. What should the message have been that he brought, or should he have done more listening than talking?
He is his own man. I mean, he makes his own schedule. He does his own thing. So, since he didn't meet with the family, he decided to meet with law enforcement, and there were some politicians there, and he met with some of the people who lost everything, and he promised them, I think it was $4 million to get them started and back on their feet, because many of their stores that have been there for a lengthy period of time, there's a camera store that had been in Kenosha for 109 years, and that was one of the people that spoke. But there was a number of people in the audience from the community.
And the roundtable, what was the message of the roundtable? Was it that the federal government is here to help, and that we're going to be here for you, we're going to help you rebuild? I mean, was that essentially the message?
Yeah, and he was met with very positive comments with regard to that, because when he sent in, he was contacted by a congressman from the state, and he sent in the National Guard. And in hours, the looting, the rioting stopped. So the people are very glad for that presence.
Should we be using that same model in other places, whether it be Portland or Seattle or Chicago or any of these places where rampant, vicious crime is occurring? And we're seeing this pop up more and more and more. Is that the model that will work nationally?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the more you appease the mob, the more they're going to demand. And Ted Wheeler from Portland is an exact example of that concept. You give them a little, they take more. You give them a little more, they take even more. So that city's in a mess. And until there's federal intervention, I don't think you're going to see them stop, because it's up to the local governments, the mayors, the governors, and I understand that in Portland they're sending back in the state police, because they apparently have a district attorney who won't prosecute anything.
And by the way, what is the difference between the state law enforcement and sending in the National Guard? Is there a difference in mission or how, or how they do what they do?
Well, in sheer numbers, sending in the National Guard, they send in enough people. You see, force needs to be met with slightly more force. And you've got people rioting, you've got people looting, burning things down. And it's like here, if they did it in New York City, if they lined Fifth Avenue with the National Guard, we wouldn't have lost hundreds and hundreds and into the thousands of stores. So the state police do a great job. The local police do a great job. But sometimes you need more of that steady, steady presence.
Again, Steve Cardian joining us. He is a member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board. He is career law enforcement all the way from officer to detective to sergeant to chief criminal investigator. Let me just throw something out there. Joe Biden came out from his bunker the other day and tried to blame this whole thing that it's Trump's violence, it's Trump's world, it's Trump's rioting, and trying to pin this on the president when the president isn't being allowed into a lot of these communities. Why can't he send troops into a Minnesota, into a Portland, into a Seattle, places like that?
Well, he could, and he threatened that in Seattle, and Seattle police came out. They were taking away people's constitutional rights by what they were doing in the Summer of Love there by their wonderful mayor. But he could do that. He won't do that until it gets that bad, because it's up to the local state and cities to take care of. It's their mess. There is that separation between federal and state, and it's their responsibility. He's offered every one of these cities that are out of control, he has offered to send in the National Guard and the feds. You know, they made a couple hundred arrests federally, and those charges, they're very serious.
And can you talk a little bit about the limitations that he works under? Why he can't just willy nilly say, "I'm going to send 1,000 federal troops to Oklahoma City or Kansas City or Miami"? What is it that holds him back?
Typically, an invite from the governor and or the mayor, and without it getting even worse. Look, like I say, he just sent them into Kenosha. And within hours, it stopped. That they got a solution, they're declining to utilize it.
That is absolutely incredible. Can you stay with us for just a couple of more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, Steve Cardian joining us. What is the next step, and how do we keep what's been happening for 100 plus nights in Portland? What happened until federal intervention in Kenosha? How do we prevent this thing from spreading to other American cities, other neighborhoods, maybe your neighborhood? We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. We're going to take a quick break. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
It's hot.
Yes, the heat almost sets a record at 113.
And getting hotter.
It's going to be a warm one out there today.
The heat is just too exhausting.
This year, if you're replacing your air conditioner, upgrade to a high-efficiency two-stage system.
More power when you need it. An energy-saving mode to lower that power bill.
Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Valley for over 20 years with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and Contractors Board.
Remember to have your air conditioner serviced before summer kicks into full force. Home Air is offering preventative maintenance for only $59.
Call Danny to schedule 702-878-8367. Preventative maintenance from Home Air Conditioning, only $59.
Call 702-878-8367 to schedule your $59 preventative maintenance, or visit homeairlv.com.
That's homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning Contractors License number 51994.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus, antifungal serum. It's so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. I'm going to give you that number again. I'm going to read it slowly. 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. Joining us, Steve Cardian, a member of the Trump 2020 Advisory Board and a career law enforcement guy. What I worry about is going forward and how we keep this from spreading. We know, and the president alluded to it yesterday, that there are folks that jump on a plane and go from city to city to foment insurrection. And what are we doing? Are we trying to find out who these people are?
Yes, the Department of Justice has opened up an investigation, and they're currently looking into who is funding them, who is transporting them to the state. Like Kenosha, for example, they made 175 arrests, I think, over the weekend. 100 were not local people. As a matter of fact, they had local people that were being interviewed on Fox, and they were saying these people, they're not from here. So that's one of the big problems. I mean, you know, we hear things about people funding district attorneys into specific cities like in Chicago, in Philly, where these very liberal people are being put in place and our criminal justice system is being severely hampered.
Now, let me just ask you, going forward, how do we, obviously we can take some of these players off the field, which is great, put them in federal prison for about 10 years, that's great. But the question is, where are they coming from? I mean, do we know what type of people these are? Are they college educated? Are they products of our higher learning institutions? Who are these people, and how do we identify them and prevent the next wave from coming to a city near you?
Well, often they're masked. They're predominantly white Americans that come from educated backgrounds. I mean, we saw what happened at the White House when Senator Rand Paul, I think it was leaving, and some of the horrible things that were said to him. And he says, if the police weren't there, we'd probably been killed. Now, what you have is the Biden-Harris campaign also helping to bail out some of these people. So that tells you whose side that they are on.
Man, that is absolutely scary. Steve Cardian joining us. In our final minute, the president has a reelection campaign going on. Law and order is something he's talked a lot about. Is that a winning strategy? I mean, is that something that will resonate with the American people?
Yes. You know, if you look at a study that was done in Law Enforcement Today, 85% of Americans support law enforcement. Some of the bad crime-ridden minority areas want more police and not less police. And just I think it was yesterday, the National Troopers Coalition endorsed President Trump, as did the Southern State Police Benevolent Association. And we had the NYPD come out. Never have they endorsed a political candidate for president. So it's a big for him.
Big, obviously, for the president. The question is, and again, you keep your ear to the ground. Will the American people understand that? I mean, the president, Vice President Biden came out the other day and said, "Wait a minute, this is Trump's rioting. This is Trump's problem, and that somehow he is responsible for it." Will the American people be smart enough to know the difference?
Oh, I think they are, but the Democratic leaders, and I use the word leaders loosely, think that the American people aren't that smart. And you look at Biden, Obama, in 8 years, what did they get done? And Obama let Chicago rot like it still is. They did nothing to institutionalize and help this process at all.
Well, we will see how this plays out. Steve, thanks so much. Always good to get with you. Thank you so much for all you've done throughout your career and what you continue to do to spread the good word. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
There you have it. Okay, so the question is, the thugs are out there. The question is, will the American people, will you be smart enough to see the difference between what the president is talking about, his call for law and order, and Vice President Biden? He, of course, is talking about something much, much different. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to find out. We're going to kind of do a little focus group on air, if you will. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you honestly believe the American people are smart enough to see through this. Are they smart enough to understand the difference between what Joe Biden is talking about? You know, I mean, what the Joe Biden is talking about is, it's Biden's violence. It's Trump's violence. It's his looting. It's his rioting. In fact, they just declared another riot in Portland, as folks descended on the house, the apartment, I believe it is, of the mayor, Ted Wheeler, in Portland. Yeah. It's getting a little scary out there. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to go to the president, who was on last night with Laura Ingraham, and I found this interesting, that the thugs, you know, what he called the thugs the other day, are essentially leading a revolution. This is cut one, and this was the president talking about the thugs are leading a revolution. Here is the president with Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
How does a Trump re-election calm things down in the United States? Biden says he's going to calm things down. How will a Trump re-election calm things down? Why? Why won't he calm things down?
Biden won't calm things down. They will take over. They will have won. If Biden gets in, they will have won. He's a weak person. He's controlled like a puppet. So it's not going to be calm things down. It's going to be they will have won. They will have taken over your cities. It's a revolution. You understand that. It's a revolution. And the people of this country will not stand for that. They're not going to stand for that. The vast majority of people feel like me. They feel like every time I put law and order up on social media, it gets such an incredibly positive response. The people of this country will not stand for it.
Okay. I want you to hear the president one more time, this time from a speech. And with Jacob Blake Sr., he is the father of Jacob Blake Jr., and Jim Acosta, this was on CNN last night, and why he would not meet with the family, why that did not happen during his trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here we go. The president with Jacob Blake Sr. and Jim Acosta. Cut number 3. And here we go.
President, why are you not meeting with the family of Jacob Blake while you're there?
Well, I spoke with the pastor, wonderful man, the family's pastor, and I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved, and I thought that was inappropriate, so I didn't do that. But I did speak with the pastor of the family, who's a fine man, a wonderful man, and I think we had a great talk, and I may at some point, you know,